I'm Abby Rohsin, and this is Scotland's Climate Change. You may have recently witnessed the coverage of Sweden's 15-year-old climate change warrior, Greta Thunberg. This has raised much-needed discussion on climate change, its urgency, and what steps we could be taking to make sure that we have a planet which we can survive in. So how will Scotland be affected by climate change, and what does it mean to be climate ready? Today, we will be talking with Anna Beswick, who works with Adaptation Scotland and looking at the small changes we can make to support a more sustainable planet. We also want to look at whether there are certain communities that are more remote from climate awareness and what we can do to make sure they also have the opportunity to make a difference. Good morning, Anna. Tell us about yourself.
So my name's Anna Beswick. I'm the Programme Manager for the Adaptation Scotland Programme. Our role is to work with organisations, businesses and communities in Scotland to help them understand how they're being affected by climate change and what actions they can take in response to that.
What is it, climate change? And what does it mean to adapt to climate change?
Climate is changing because of the amount of greenhouse gases that we're emitting into the atmosphere through burning things like oil and coal. So that's causing carbon dioxide to be released in massive quantities into the atmosphere, and that's causing global climate to warm. So we're getting increased temperatures and just big changes to our climate system. So more rainfall, heavier rainfall, sea level rise. Adapting to climate change involves understanding how our climate is changing, understanding how it's likely to continue changing in the decades ahead, and figuring out how to manage the risks and consequences of those changes in a way that actually helps people to be safe and helps Scotland to continue to grow and develop as a nation.
Who and what have been affected by climate change?
Climate change impacts everyday life in Scotland. Climate change is significantly increasing the risk of flooding in Scotland, and we need to take urgent action to ensure that we are adapting and helping communities to cope with the changes in flood risk that we're seeing. So just over the last few weeks, we've seen lots of examples of places that have been really badly affected by severe flooding up in Aberdeenshire, where people's homes have been flooded, where bridges, roads have been affected and damaged. And flooding is now much more likely because of climate change. We also, in places like Edinburgh, you see that, like, Edinburgh is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. People come from all over the world to visit the city, see it in all its beauty. But 3/4 of the buildings, of the ancient buildings within Edinburgh World Heritage Site, are in a state of damage and disrepair, and climate change is making that worse. More severe weather, more severe rainfall, changing temperatures mean that these buildings are deteriorating more quickly than they would otherwise be.
Will some communities be more badly affected by climate change than others?
I'm very concerned that that might happen. I think particularly where communities or people are already vulnerable, so the elderly, the very young, people who live in rented accommodation, maybe where the quality of the housing is not particularly good, people that don't have access to parks and green spaces may well be more affected by climate change. Because if you think about it, homes that are already like quite poor quality already suffer from damp, already maybe are affected by areas of flooding, and that those problems are going to increase as climate increases. People who can't necessarily afford insurance or afford to repair their properties or can't get their landlords to deal with issues that affect the quality of their homes and their health within their homes may be more severely affected by the impacts of climate change than, say, folks who own their own homes, who can repair stuff, who have the money available to take measures to sort problems out when they happen.
Why adaptation really matter in Scotland?
Adaptation matters because we know these changes are coming. They're projected, We're seeing that they're already occurring, and we can do things now that will increase our resilience and enable us to actually respond really well when these changes are happening. We don't need to wait for flood risk to increase before we take action that would prevent that flooding from occurring in the first place. For example, by stopping building on areas that are floodplains or at risk of flooding, or by designing our buildings so that they don't overheat in the summer, by increasing and improving the resilience of our transport, of our roads and railways, so that they actually function and deliver better services for people. We know enough now about climate change to take action that will give us better outcomes in the future.
How can people be involved in taking actions to adapt to the climate change?
So people are already making a massive difference with climate change. We see the amount of thousands of young people taking to the streets, being really, really clear that this issue matters hugely to their futures, that actually taking action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and deal with and face up to the consequences of climate change is really, really important. So people need to get out there, have their voices heard, and really continue to raise the profile of this to ensure that decision makers and people who can make a difference with the investments, with deciding where to build houses, with deciding how to design the places in which we live, actually know that people expect climate change to be taken seriously as part of those things.
How realistic are such actions to be taken?
They're very realistic. We know research has shown us that actually investment in taking early action to adapt to climate change has a massive payback. So for every pound or dollar spent on action to adapt to climate change, to become more resilient, to avoid future risk has a massive payback, a massive return on investment. It's better to pay a little now and prevent damage and harm in the future than actually have to deal with the major consequences and the major impacts of climate change further down the line.
Who is responsible for all these steps and actions in terms of funding?
So it's complicated because no one organisation can deal with climate change on their own. It's too big an issue. It requires lots of organisations to step up and do their part. Sometimes that means that your local council will need to change the way it invests in, say, building the new schools or building roads to ensure that they're fit for future climate. Sometimes it will mean community projects actually saying, you know, when we build our new community garden or when we set up our project to help our neighbours when emergencies happen, we're going to bear in mind that climate's changing and we're going to design our garden so that it's going to be okay as climate changes. The plants that we plant will be able to grow under a changing climate, or the emergency plans that we put in place to help our vulnerable neighbours, we're going to be ready when flooding or when severe weather events happen. We know that's likely. We know what we're going to do when it and if it does occur.
What do you think Scotland's Climate Week, which will take place from the 7th to 13th of October, holds in terms of achieving adaptation?
So Scotland's Climate Week needs to be an opportunity for people to talk more about what they want to see happen in the future, to actually talk about how they're being affected by climate change, why it matters to them, and what they think needs to happen in future. All of the events that are taking place through Climate Week give you that opportunity to join in that conversation, have your voice heard, and make sure that people know why this matters to you and what you think should be done.
Thanks, Erna, for joining us today. That has been really useful and give us all a pause for thought. Hopefully, we all understand the climate importance a little better and can start making these small adaptations and support the war on climate change. That's all for Scotland's Climate Change Today. If you have any questions or want to comment on this topic, you can send us an email. The address is enn@napier.ac.uk. I'm Abir Hussain. See you tomorrow.